Just to let you know where I'm coming from, in this case, I'm speaking from the position of a civil society group called PrivateCopy.net that was set up by academics in Berlin at the point when the European Copyright Directive was about to be implemented into the German copyright law in 2002. And as the name PrivateCopy.net implies, our central goal was to lobby the German government in order to retain the private copy exception in the digital age. Now, the content flat rate, as the model has been called, or the global license, as the beautiful name has been coined here in France, seemed like the obvious extension of the permission to copy and, as a counterbalance, then a levy that remunerates authors and artists. So that's another area we're working on, and I was very happy about the music panel this morning because, to my feeling, there was a clear agreement emerging among consumers and artists, which is quite rare. Usually in these kinds of discussions, there are all sorts of reservations coming from both sides. And of course, we've been talking about very general principles and leaving out the tricky details for later. But if in this accord we can agree on central positions, I think that's a great step forward. And we can then use the Paris Accord to go to the different stakeholders and then start to work out the details. I'd like to make three brief points. One is an observation. I think I'm sensing a divide between the droit d'auteur countries and the copyright countries. Terry said that sort of the big solution, the legal solution, is not forthcoming, and we should be looking for private action to bring about such a flat rate compensation. Let me read a sentence from the recent digital rights management report from the all-party internet group in the UK. It says, elsewhere in Europe, there are private copying exemptions accompanied by levies on blank media and count as a counterbalance, but these schemes have never been implemented in the UK. The present-day equivalent would be a levy on internet connections, but even the BPI, so the record industry, who might naively be thought to benefit, called this utopian and impractical. So it seems that in a droit d'auteur tradition, a flat rate levy solution seems much more plausible than in the UK or in the United States. In Germany, of course, there have been reservations. The Ministry of Justice did not call our proposal utopian and practical, but they said it's not compliant with European and international copyright law. I'm very happy that the Alliance Publique Artiste here in France has commissioned a study that was already mentioned by the chair, Professor Lucas, that disproves this point of the German Ministry of Justice. It is indeed feasible within the international copyright framework to have such a solution. And if you go to the webpage, privatecopy.net, but then spelled the German way, privatecopy.net, you will find a link to the English translation of that study. And by the way, the Alliance has done many more studies, for example, by Big Champagne, addressing the issue that you just mentioned, that counting downloads, tracking usage of works online can indeed be technically done in a way that does not harm privacy. And of course, I agree perfectly that that has to be dealt with, and that should also be mentioned in the Paris Declaration. My second point is on a tradition of collective management organizations of authors and artists. I think there has been a historical chance missed at the point when publishers joined these organizations, but that's the situation we have now. We have to live with that. I think it's clear that in any kind of big solution, so not a co-op, private action-based solution, these collecting societies have a central role to play, but it's also clear that they need to be reformed. They need to be more flexible in respect to new alternative ways of licensing works by authors. They need to be more transparent, more accountable, more internally democratic, and there needs to be a better external oversight. There is already pressure from the European Commission in order to get collecting societies in Europe to change, to adapt to new times, to be more flexible in respect to the online realm. So I think there's, and of course there's internal pressure, as we heard before, concerning, there's so members, authors and musicians.